What the fuck is up?
What's up?
In the place to be, it's Larry motherfucking D, dude.
In the new studio, second video out.
Ezra J.
I'm here.
Bubba's here somewhere. I don't know. He's coming.
Bubba's in and out.
Bubba's in and out.
And not the restaurant.
Oh. Ooh. You know what time it is, man. We had a great, what did we do yesterday? Or no, what did we do today?
Chill weekend.
I did Woodward. Went a little fishing. Well, fishing. Yeah. I went a little fishing. Yesterday I had to work.
Same here, but then I went to a Fulton Street party, which was pretty freaking tight.
Any crazy shit happened over there?
Nah, it was chill. No fights.
Nothing, no funny people?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. Bubba!
There was plenty of characters there. Bubba's back.
Bubba is back. Bubba's, guess who's back? Back again. Bubba's back. Phone a friend. You gotta come towards me a little bit.
That's a slap.
Yeah, man.
But it was tight.
What was a funny looking guy?
Well, I seen Favorite Flav.
No way.
Fresno version.
Did he have a clock?
Yeah, like a fucking pimped out, like fucking two shopping carts connected to each other.
Fucking wet.
It was gold and shit.
Fucking wet.
I've been on my Snapchat, I think. And just seen a bunch of characters. You know how Fulton is. Well, if you don't know how Fulton is.
A lot of homeless, right?
It's a lot of those people weirdos that wear, like, clothes that don't, like, shouldn't be wearing.
They're artistic.
You know what I mean?
They're artistic people.
Like,
Tranny.
Yeah.
Tranny!
Hella loud.
And so a lot of Asian ones.
A lot of trannies?
Asian ones.
Asian trannies?
Or Hmong or Korean.
What, like, well, Asian is everything. Like, how are they, how do you
one
know?
One was like, oh, you could tell, dude. Like, those guys are, like, proud.
It's a guy that's a girl?
It's guys.
Guys that are girls?
But not necessarily, like, hella girly, but, like.
Are they just gay or are they trans?
They're probably just gay.
Oh.
But, like.
Trans. They're just gay as shit.
He was wearing, like, a pretty sick, like, leather Ferrari jacket kind of thing.
Like my.
Kind of like yours?
My American Eagle one? Not American Eagle.
This is kind of a little bit cooler. I ain't even going to lie. His is kind of cooler. Because it was like a Ferrari one. It was like a wannabe Ferrari one, and then like he was wearing like some.
Oh, it's that Mexican Ferrari brand.
Something like that. No, but he's Asian though. But he was wearing like slacks or something, like church pants or something. Church pants.
Slacks.
What the fuck is your point?
I don't know.
That's just what he was wearing.
I was checking him out.
Like, dude, I need that fit.
I was checking him out, bro.
I need that fit.
Bubba, how was Santa Cruz?
It was good. I don't know. I don't really have much to say about that. All I had to say about that was on the way back. I was pretty sure it was on the way back anyway. But Tina had her baby cab going or whatever. And I guess Larry was like here by himself.
And, yeah, she showed me that. Larry's over there singing hella
too
loud.
Too funny, dude. Larry's fucking just singing so loud. Like the baby cam's in the room, like, and he's just like singing hella loud.
Oh, is that singing?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But he's just, it was so, it was so loud I couldn't even understand what the fuck he was saying.
And then Emmy's going with it saying some dumb shit.
I don't know. That shit was hella funny.
What the fuck? Dude, we need to cut the cams, bro.
She caught you fucking.
We need to cut the cams.
Yeah. Fucking in the shower.
Why don't we, dude, this isn't reality TV. She needs to pay for me for this.
That shit was too funny, dude.
The fuck?
Like she saw you doing anything. It was just
audio.
We got to hear it.
Dude,
it
did she save it?
Yeah, I mean, Nita got a video of it.
I need it so we can post it on Instagram. Yeah. That shit's funny.
Yeah.
I can hear like a little bit of it.
Oh, you saw it too?
No, it's just audio.
Well, how'd you listen?
She showed me yesterday.
What the fuck? How am I not in the loop here?
She just doesn't want to show you.
Yeah.
Probably like, fuck, that's kind of embarrassing. Maybe.
Yeah, for him.
Well, how is it embarrassing? That shit's funny as shit.
No, she didn't show you because we got to tell you right now. That's your reaction. There you go.
Well, I don't like being fucking watched and listened to.
Well, you always are. So.
Yeah, I guess.
That's just the world nowadays.
I fucking guess so, dude. Fuck.
Yeah. Like how we were talking about OnlyFans earlier, jerking off.
What? Who was that?
Oh, yeah. I was saying, like.
Yeah, Giddy Ezra OnlyFans.
I started OnlyFans. Like, I have the profile, but
But it's like somebody in a different country probably has OnlyFans of all of us already.
That's true.
I need to turn you down.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but only if, like, regular.
Because every time you jerk off, you're getting recorded.
Yeah?
If you're on your phone and shit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, they got some
crazy.
Somebody got some weird shit of you, for sure.
They got some crazy videos.
Somebody out there somewhere has some weird shit of you.
Because there's a leak, and now I'm trying to sell it.
Your phone is always taking pictures and recording and all that. What the hell just happened?
No, but I thought
I turned it down a little bit because it was distorting.
Like a month ago, I thought about doing OnlyFans. Well, I still have the account, but my
like
ID.
You made like one that you like could post videos it? Or like yeah, that you one. Could look at.
No, it's like a new my own.
Oh, you signed up for it?
Yeah, but my ID's expired, so it couldn't go through.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I still haven't.
You still haven't got that?
No,
dude.
I'm doing you, dude.
Jackass.
This guy took like 3 years for a fucking thing.
It's because I was that's suspended.
That's fucking idiotic, dude. Just go fucking fix that shit.
Can't you do it online?
Dude.
You can do it online.
They make me take the test. What else? I don't want to fucking
what
take
also
a test.
Happened was we were supposed to get that truck. ID, no. And that fell through. That was whack.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get the
Nissan. I told you that shit was going to sell.
No, it didn't sell. He doesn't want to sell it.
Yeah, just all of a sudden you don't want to sell it.
Because he called me. He's like, the pink slip's here. I was like, we'll get it today. That was already over there.
Yeah,
he's
going like, to grab it on my way back.
He was kind of like dicking around. I was like, never mind.
I don't know.
I don't know what
it's
happened.
It's like second guessing it.
Well, the guy.
It's like a different guy's truck.
Oh, it's like a friend?
It's my buddy's friend's truck.
Yeah, it's like the guy. It's like his friend's truck. So it's like he had to call the guy and make sure or whatever. And honestly, what kind of hit me at the end of it was like maybe they were trying to fucking screw us, even though they know Larry. But
that's why I said wait.
Yeah, it could have been very possible that since he got the pink slip, he doesn't want to sell it to us now because he was going to sell it to us without the pink slip and then report it stolen or some stupid shit and get it right back.
That could be just his friend.
And we would have just ate the money or whatever, you know, because we would have just gotten fucked out of that situation. But
that's why I said we got to wait for the pink slip. I was like, I don't like trust this guy. Like, he's cool, but I don't know him like that. Yeah. So.
I mean, honestly, like, I don't know. The thing is, if I had a bill of sale, I should have, like, recorded. You know, like, if we really were going to get it, if I, like, recorded.
Just record it?
Like, him writing the bill of sale. Like, I got this truck, you know, whatever. You know, that would be a smart thing.
Yeah, but
to
if
do.
It's not in his name.
Yeah, but if he's a fucking Mexican.
But if it did come
like
in the mail in a pink slip in his name and it's in his name, then, I mean, he sold me
if
the fucking
like
thing
a,
in person.
Like
it's my fucking
like
truck. But
oh, yeah, he barely like, speaks you know, English.
Cops ain't going to find his ass. Like,
I don't know. Either way, wish I got it, but it's cool that I didn't.
Was it
I
decent
guess,
looking?
You know? Yeah,
it was
a decent little truck.
280,000 miles. Barely
was
broken
it like
in.
Somewhat kind of nice or like kind of shitty?
It wasn't fucked up.
Yeah, no, it wasn't really fucked up. Yeah.
Just that's cool. Like no broken windows, just, no like
no.
Damn,
none of that. Oh. And it shifted good. And
yeah, it was
clutch, so did you drive it?
Clutch seemed good.
Yeah, we drove it.
Oh.
Yeah.
The only we went thing, out there and looked at
the
it.
The only thing was the brakes, really.
The brakes were leaking.
Yeah, the brakes and the drums
so
in the
to, like,
back were leaking.
You had to push it hella far down.
Smash it. That's so scary. Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought
you
they
didn't
have
to push it down that far. And they still worked.
My friend's
it just
car.
Didn't like, the front still worked, you know. Like, it still stopped.
It just didn't engage until, like, hella far down.
Way down? Oh, man. That's so scary.
Yeah, so I thought there was no brakes at first.
Easy
fix. Oh, no.
Easy
fix. Yeah, you can fix that.
Oh, yeah, you just get some new drums and then redo the seals, the
man,
lines.
I've been so lazy. I need to fix my fucking car, dude. I've been lagging so
dude,
bad.
On your door?
I was thinking about that,
my
too.
My door,
yeah,
my
should.
Power steering pump, been lagging.
What
man.
The fuck?
Wait,
you
your
started
car?
Doing
no,
steering?
I was talking about your car.
Well,
I was thinking about
that
your car,
too,
car
dude.
When you said car.
Oh, I missed that.
Well, I mean, board. That's half my car.
I think about it so
well,
much.
We should fix it.
Half of my car's there. Having my car's in
mine.
That car.
Like, what's the point? You have it. You just have it all sitting there. You're like, I don't know. It makes no sense at all.
Well, we could take the motor out and put it in something.
We got to rebuild the motor. And
I thought the motor was good.
No.
Oh, you blew it up?
Well, it had no oil in it.
Oh, my God.
The one he gave you?
Yes.
It has 50,000 miles
no,
on that motor.
No.
I bought it with 39,000 miles.
When I got it,
it
was like 60.
No.
And I put at least 10,000 on
there's
it.
There's no way. I barely drove the car.
I had a Snapchat memory the other day, broke down at the 168 McKinley. That same week, we went to Jawbone. I was like, damn.
I was like, damn.
I missed that car, man.
Yeah, I missed mine too, fucker.
Well,
I kept it alive.
Much if you still have it.
You should buy another one.
No.
Buy some type of car like that.
Yeah, I will, but I mean, I got to get a whole bunch of other shit before I do any of that, so. It's one step at a time, Ezra here, you know?
Dude, have her buy her own shit.
No, I'm going to fucking buy podcast shit before I do
no,
anything.
Yeah, we should get some podcast stuff.
I'm upgrading this whole fucking setup, dude.
At least we should get a decent fucking
either upgrade
audio
or quit.
Thing.
I mean, it's one of those.
Yeah, if you don't upgrade, you got to quit.
Yeah,
that's real.
So, oh, Ezra, you got to text.
We're halfway upgraded.
Oh, yeah, we got the better room.
Got the room.
Yeah. Now
got
I just want the
now.
One thing that I just one thing.
Honestly,
now.
Yeah, this room is sick.
Here we got the room. We just
we're almost legit.
We need like a better. I think I want to do the couch thing.
I want to do the couch thing.
That's more like the playground. Do like a couch
more
thing.
Chill, more like fragrant, like fragrant style.
Yeah, like chairs.
Yeah, we
can couch.
Even do love seats. Just one, like, that'd like be sick. Or like a single seat.
Two love seats and like one for that. Two love seats and like one small couch.
Yeah, something.
A two-seater couch. And then two love seats.
Oh, yeah.
It would have to be like a small couch.
Or
we
could get the triangle
seats
kind.
Or something
the
like
triangle
that.
Couch. I mean, triangle.
Yeah, like either that or just a big old wraparound couch.
Yeah.
That would be sick. One of the two. With the table right in the middle?
Yeah, like that'd be something sick. Like that. You know,
smoking here, that'd be
and then the mics come through the fucking.
Yeah, it would be back and it would be on booms.
Yeah, come through the.
And then get like a fan to blow all the smoke out if you wanted to smoke in here.
If we really wanted.
It'd be an all house fan thing.
If we really got
ventilation system.
Because
that's what Joe Rogan has. He has a ventilation system. It just sucks all the smoke out.
We're doing things now. 2023.
I don't know. We'll see. That's
we'll see in 2024.
Episode
we got one thing
that's a lot to do.
I don't know. Yeah, it's episode 89.
A lot of life stuff to do. Who knows how long we'll even be in this fucking house anyway?
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
That's
yeah. I definitely. I'm pretty sure all of us just want to live by ourselves eventually. So
no, I don't.
Even you've been living with everyone for a long time, kind of just want to come home. There's nothing, anything, no, untouched. No one's ever there.
Yeah.
And you just come home and sit.
Pretty chill.
It would be better if it was just us three, but you guys have a girlfriend.
It would. No, you're not wrong.
Guys are
nothing
cool.
Nothing would be touched.
It would honestly be better just without this guy's girlfriend, but I mean.
Oh God, let's not talk about that, please. You need to stop that.
It's your problem, not mine. Well, I mean, it is my problem because I live with it.
Best
but,
friend.
But it's starting
to
suck.
We go through it too.
You know? It's starting to really suck.
You may not know that. We go through it too.
And I know.
I understand.
I know it sucks for you too.
Can we not do this whole
clearly?
Year? Can we not do this whole
why not?
Year? No, dude, we're doing it. We're doing it.
No. I don't want to do this. Hey, but we do have something called Irish car bombs that me and Ezra are going to try right now.
No, I mean, they're cool. I don't know.
No, they're kind of good.
I know I've had them like once before.
Oh, you've done them?
Yeah.
What did you at a bar
before.
Or?
In the
where I always see this at. My bad to cut you off. They always do it in movies. I've always seen like in TV
yeah, they
shows
drop
or movies.
Stuff in
like
there.
Yeah, it's like something with I don't. It's something with Red Bull, isn't it? There's another.
Oh, that's
with
a
Red
Jager,
Bull.
Jagermeister Jager show. Jager bomb.
Yeah, there's Jager bombs.
I would not do those.
Yeah.
No, that's actually pretty good.
I feel
too.
Like the Jager bomb almost is better than that.
I remember once if I got so jacked up
maybe.
On Jager.
It's not like Red Bull.
But I like White Russian.
I got so jacked up on Jager and Monster when I was like younger.
Yeah, messed up.
At a neighbor's house, like I wasn't even. It was
at
just one random. Yeah, like Jimmy, he was like, "Hey, you want to go to? Remember the girl with all the kids?
Yeah, Helen.
Like, he's like, you want to go over there and they're partying? Like, yeah, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah, it was like right behind us.
Yeah,
right?
It's just one street over, so we just walked. I was younger too. I was so fucked.
Oh,
up.
That was the day you were throwing up walking the whole way back.
Yeah,
you left a trail.
Yes,
bro. There was a trail from her house to his house of just throw up.
I go
nice.
Four steps.
Nasty,
dude. I just wanted
fucking
to come out.
Get it
man.
Together.
Oh, that was funny. That was like straight out of high school.
Maybe a year after, or like 2 years. Because
I was still in high school when that happened.
No. You were out
for real.
You were at state.
Oh,
this was like a night where I wasn't at your house.
Yeah, if you weren't in high school, then he wasn't in high school either.
No, he's above me.
Just that's what
grade.
I'm saying.
No, he wasn't in school. He was maybe like it was maybe during like summer vacation, so I don't even think you were at state yet.
No, it was one of those. Well, that's cool. Oh, back to the Irish thing. So Irish car bomb is this Guinness beer filled up halfway.
Dark as shit.
A shot
like soda.
Of Jameson.
Looks exactly like soda.
And then in the shot of Jameson, you put Bailey's in it. But you can't do it, so we have it sitting here. We're going to have to pour it in because once you do pour it into the Jameson, it starts to curdle, and it makes it like cement.
I don't think it's the Jameson. Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's the fucking Guinness that does that, I swear.
Yeah?
I don't think it's the Jameson.
Oh, no?
That's because when you do the White Russian, like I was just saying. It doesn't do that shit.
What's in the White Russian?
When you pour the Irish cream into vodka, it doesn't do that shit. So
well, that's vodka, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still alcohol, so, I mean, I don't really know why it would be so different, why it would curl in that. I think it's the beer, because you don't put fucking beer, like I tried to do. You saw me do it earlier.
Yeah, it fucked up.
And that's why it fucking curded so hard.
Curded?
Yeah,
it's
like curd. It's like, I don't know, whatever you...
I think it's curdle or something like that.
Curd it, to me it's curd now whatever so
whatever the fuck
because
it
curds like cheese does or whatever
oh,
you know what I mean
okay.
it like gets a little it turns
it's
into
chunky.
Yeah it turns
like blue
into
cheese.
Chunks it curds
we can't We can't pour that in here. What? We had to put it in the
You had to
shot.
Put it in the shot.
And test it. Put a little dab in your fucking beer.
Don't ruin it. So what they do, and then once you're ready, you grab the shot, and then you drop it in, and
well,
then you
I
wanna chug.
I
want to
know. So
you got to chug the whole thing. Oh, you want to know?
We need another cup or something.
Well, there's the other open one that you wasted over there still.
Open what?
The beer. Guinness.
Why, it wasn't wasted. You could have still fucking still used it.
It's disgusting. It was warm. I tried. I was going to.
Some. So was that.
I drank some of it.
This is it warm. It's still cold, actually.
Mm-hmm. You took it out of the fridge?
Yeah.
Fridge boys.
So what we're going to do right now is we're going to race, me and Ezra.
Ari?
Yeah, we're going to do Irish car bomb race.
You kind of got like a what? Half a drink on me?
I have probably more than you.
No, I think Ezra has more. That cup's a weird shape.
Dicks. This is a cool
cup. I mean, this is half.
That looks like me, dude.
No, Dick's Larry.
Guy? You and Larry put together?
Dude, I went to this thrift store the other day. I found remember the game when we were kids? Well, this is way before us, but like I played it. That game Barrel of Monkeys?
Yes.
Where you throw them on the floor and you grab the monkey by the arm and try to keep going and going.
Yeah,
and
they get like a chain.
That game was cool and I bought it. It was only $2.
It's at Toy Story.
Pour a little dab of Irish cream in there.
All right. Keep it talking. And
it's whiskey, so I want to see what happens.
I also found a fucking a Patagonia vest, bro, for $5. Brand new with the tag on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit looks.
You see how it's like.
No, I mean it looks.
It's separating.
It looks normal to me.
Hey, this stuff is made for like.
This looks normal. This is normal. So far, so normal.
Let's sit.
It's gotta be the beer.
Let it sit there for a second. Let it curdle.
No, it looks like. Watch now.
It looks like jizz.
Give it a second and then dump a dab of your beer in there. I'll take a little tiny like Irish car bomb here.
Yeah, man.
A little tiny one.
Little car bomber?
Car bomber.
That'd be funny if I had a cap that was just a little bit bigger to drop it into.
Oh, you're dropping it now.
Spilling, man.
Well, I mean, you need a little room anyway to put the Guinness in there. Come but on, yeah, man. See, it's not doing...
It's not doing it,
though. It's not doing what you think or what I thought.
Oh, God, you're spilling it everywhere.
My bad. I'll lick it up. It's all good.
Ooh.
See, that tastes good just by itself.
Well, and it's a Southern Cotton Wort.
Yeah.
All right, so it's the spicy. Bomb, are you ready? Hold on. You got to keep talking.
Hopefully it doesn't make a mess. Shit. I'm kind of cold. Ooh, that looks crazy.
I'm not going to look it up. I was just joking.
No, come on.
I'm
going to
use
it.
A little piece of paper. From
chop it? Or no?
When we're going to race, so Bubba's going to announce us.
Oh.
Yeah, see, so you're good with the... Yeah, see, mine's good, too. Still. Give me a little drop of Guinness in here, dude. I want to drink it, too.
Oh, that's me. Not over the mic, is
it? Do it over my wiener.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Don't.
Taking a fucking Irish car bomb shot. See, it's going to curdle. Or whatever the fuck you call it.
Yeah. Oh, set us off.
3, 2, 1. Take a shoot. Ezra was a little late on that.
Let's fucking go, baby.
Hey, this little shot that I just took of whatever the fuck, that little combination, it was delicious. That shit was
delicious. That's crazy feeling, huh?
That shit was fire, dude.
Like, ooh. It's kind of harsh.
Like, I'll have another.
But it's not. It's like, it's kind of harsh, but it isn't. But honestly, it makes me feel like I'm chugging like a chocolate milk, like a thick chocolate milk.
Yeah, it's like chocolate milk, but then at the end, you're like,
it's kind of like
that's
a
chocolate milk.
It seems like
yeah, that, and you get that whiskey burn.
Yeah.
It seems like it's kind of like what a mudslide would be.
Yes. What's that?
Yeah,
like that. Like it's kind of like it's like
a thick
chocolate
alcohol
drink. Yeah, like a
so it's kind of like this
chocolate milkshake fucking drink. Yeah. Yeah. Here, let me get a little of that. I'm gonna
do a little some.
Is there anything in that fucking Guinness thing?
No.
I don't know.
It's not. There's nothing.
There's nothing.
Well,
there.
There's a little bit. Well, maybe something.
There, but you have that whole other one. Oh, that's. I guess that's enough.
It was enough.
It was plenty.
Oh, I got this guy. Spyro.
Ooh, what is that from the game?
Yeah. Little homie.
Where'd you get? Oh, hey.
Hey, you guys should. Damn, this is like out of liquor, but
yeah,
you should take one of those. It's delicious.
A little shot of it.
Yeah, it's delicious, dude.
We have another sponsorship coming up. We're sponsoring
Team
AOV. We're going to be on their shorts and on their banner.
Sick.
So when they go fight, they have a fight in Salinas in April 25th.
Art of Violence.
Or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's I could probably do this drift event, but...
Oh, yeah.
If not... I hope he said he's got... Because he, like, posted on the page for the drift event or whatever and said he has a bunch of spare 4x11 my tire.
Your size.
Yeah, my size lug pattern.
Even if you can't drift, we should still definitely go.
To burn. So I was already telling Larry this, but if I get, like, new front tires for the front and put them on those wheels that I painted right now, and then I just got to burn all those, then I don't have to pay for tires. So that's, like, another.
Which is cool. That's, like, $100
yeah,
or more.
Another big chunk of money that I don't have to spend.
How are you going
to
trailer it? U-Haul?
I would have to just U-Haul it.
Oh. Yeah, get the little car dollar.
I could ask my boss at work, but...
Good luck.
Even if we can't...
I haven't been working there long enough, so...
Even if you can't drift and you don't want to take your car, we still got to go.
Yeah, I still want to go.
Yeah, I
still want
to
go.
Just to see if it's lit.
Watch. Yeah,
it's the weekend after camping and riding, too.
See what the
double action.
See how the Central Valley Drifters, see how good they are.
Yeah.
Whoever shows up.
If I don't take the car, I still want to at least watch.
Yeah, I'd still go.
But the only reason that I don't think that I'm going to take the car is because we're doing that other fucking thing.
Gorman?
Before,
yeah, because Alex and Richard got bikes now and shit, so they're all going, like, we're all going to ride together.
I don't know where the fuck we're going to Gorman. I don't even know what the fuck
they want
to
ride
there, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, Gorman's actually pretty cool. I looked up some videos.
Where the fuck is that anyways?
It's, like, in the Grapevine.
Dude, I got my girlfriend out here.
How was that?
Trying to get some. Trying to get this right here.
What are you doing? Who is this?
I don't know.
What? Yeah, where is
Lock
where,
it.
Where? Dude, we're podcasting.
Get
we're
out of
we're
here.
Live on air.
Hey, we're live on air.
The receptionist is tripping, bro.
The receptionist is tripping.
Where's Gorman at?
Gorman is. Okay, he'll be out in a second. Okay, he'll be out.
Hear that?
Jesus Christ, Ezra, you got a crazy one on your hands.
Like, hear that?
Thank God.
Hear that, boys?
Hey, if I don't hear blasted when I'm sleeping, I just had sex and it felt so good.
I got the jibble too.
Start blasting that shit
on
though?
The air mattress.
Oh,
no,
that shit would be funny.
It just pops.
Right when Ezra sits down.
All right, so where's Gorman at?
Gorman's like right before the... It's like Grapevine.
It's like Tehachapi area.
It's Grapevine, yeah. To the right, though.
Yeah, you make that left.
The right.
Past like, Pyramid Lake or some shit.
I think it's the exit right before the Grapevine. The last, you know, the last like stores and shit right before the Grapevine?
Honestly, I don't know why you guys picked that weekend. I'm going to Arizona. But I don't know. I kind of want to go to Gorman. I don't know.
I don't know. That's the weekend they picked.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of want to go to Arizona again. The shit was tight.
Well, hopefully your bike's fucking done. If your bike's not done, go to Arizona. If it's done, come.
Yeah, that's true. Dude. Because silent mode, dude.
Silent mode it, dude.
Yeah, my wiring harness should be here.
Ezra, you seen Alyssa's keys?
No.
No. My wiring harness... I don't know what that is anyways. my Who? Wiring harness should Who? Be either showing up to the warehouse that... Sport motorsport or coming
someone
to
took them one of them took them
Nina
from her
took them.
Yeah,
she's like, we can't find them.
Oh my god, dude.
Women
why do they need
alcohol,
them anyway,
dude?
They want to fucking leave probably. Mm-hmm. So either my wiring harness is showing up to the warehouse at motorsport at April 7th or it's coming here April 7th.
Well, usually the
Don didn't really give me like a really good explanation, but I think he said it should be.
You didn't have to pay for it though, right?
No.
Good. How much was it? How much is like
I
wire?
I think it
harness?
Was like $220, $230.
Oh, that's not that bad though. Yeah. Yeah, they should definitely take care of that though for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have the bike ready, dude, you gotta come. Because everyone has bikes now and they're like your skill level, so.
I think I'm better, honestly.
They've been riding.
I'm
like
decent for barely starting.
They've been riding like every day out there.
Who?
Alex and Richard.
Alex has been riding already?
Right. She's rode every day since he bought it.
That's good. Does he have a helmet?
Yeah. He's a sick ass helmet.
What kind?
I forgot
Fox?
What kind it is. I don't know what it is, but it's a red
LS2?
And yellow. It's red and yellow.
Does Richard have a helmet?
Yeah. He rides his on the street.
He should have bought a dirt bike.
It is what it is.
I forgot to tell Alex this. He was the old receptionist, the one that sucks at his job.
Oh, the old intern.
I didn't tell him this, but I was like, he should have got an X.
Oh, yeah, the X's are wet.
A 300X. It's almost the same frame as the R. Just the headlight, a little bit different things, but he should have got an X.
Yeah, it has the suspension, the same suspension as the R.
That's what I want next.
I thought it
that's
was my RX. Next bike. I thought it was RX, though.
I'm going to keep mine, but my next bike I'm getting, whenever it is, it's not in a hurry, but it's going to be an X, Honda X.
Yeah,
450X.
I want to get a 300. KTM or Husqvarna two stroke.
I mean, those are tight, but two stroke expensive.
Oh, I know, but those are the best trail bikes.
Yeah, they're good. And they're dope. They sound good and they look cool.
Yeah, they are.
I'd really get a Honda, cheaper.
I like Hondas too, cool. though.
You ride red, you get head.
For real?
That's how I'm about to begin tonight, boy. No, I don't know.
If you can find it.
I know, right? Oh shit.
Damn,
I didn't mention that.
Where'd you find this?
Where'd you find this?
That's funny. Oh. We're going to have to fill you guys in next week. You got a hole in your lip?
Fucking spill?
We're going to have to fill you guys in next week and see what happens.
Ooh.
Big story, dogs? Ezra's going to work late tomorrow?
Oh, no, dude. I might be spending the night.
Shelby's going to be trying to fight someone.
Dude, that's going to be, I don't know.
How do you think that's going to work? She's going to be licking your butthole while you're inside? You're going to doggy and she's behind you?
We're podcasting, dude, and I don't know.
We don't know where your keys are at. Nina has them. Tina took them.
Oh, what did we do in the car?
What are you guys doing in the car, dude? Check his butthole.
Oh, yeah. They're in there.
Oh, yeah. They're in there. Yeah, the studio is crazy right now, boys. It's fucking out here. It's fucking wild.
The studio is hot and ready.
Like a Little Caesars pizza.
They call me Little Caesars.
Hot and ready. Like his asshole.
Oh, man. We didn't do the fucking state test. Capital test.
Oh, shit. We forgot about that.
That was funny.
We did forget about that. We also had to do an IQ test. We do a lot of tests.
We should do that for sure.
The IQ test, man. I hope
I get more than Chanel West Coast.
Oh, what was hers?
I think like 100.
Isn't like 90 the lowest?
Well, no, because I remember, Rob Dyrdek and her almost got the same score.
Can you look up what's the lowest lowest IQ score test score and what's the highest IQ test score? Like, what's the ranges? What can I get?
I bet an IQ test is probably hard, though.
I think you get like 50 points for putting your name
probably
on the test.
Probably take one online right now.
Probably, yeah.
Well, I think an IQ test is like 100 questions, though.
You got it.
IQ.
Just do it the whole podcast. I'm sitting here doing a test.
Okay, scores and scale. I mean,
Scores and scale?
Scores and levels, right?
Scores and levels. Let's go.
Damn, IQ test. It takes less than 10 minutes.
I can't really read it. No, you want to read that? Third one?
The third one. What is the average IQ? On the majority of modern IQ tests, the average IQ score is set at 100 with a standard of deviation of 15. So that IQ score is follow.
So 15 wrong?
I don't know. Let me keep reading. The IQ scores follow a normal distribution statistical data.
Uh-huh.
This means that approximately 95% of the world's population have scores within two standard deviations, SD, of the mean average IQ score. If one SD is 15 points, as in common in almost all modern tests, then 95% of the population are within a range of 70 to 130. And 98% and are below 131. Damn. So 98% are below 131.
Yeah. So that's okay.
That's crazy.
So
alternatively,
we should probably be able to get 100 something, maybe.
We should be able to get a range from 70 to 130. If we're not over 100, bro, you're retarded, basically.
No, I feel like if you're not over 70, you're retarded.
Below 70.
Because 70, lower, like, you got to be a dumbass like me.
Below 70,
like me.
Below 70 is lower extreme.
But I graduated high school.
Below 70 is retarded, basically.
Yeah.
70 to 84 is below average. 85 to 114 is average.
Did you say something was retarded?
Yes, I did.
Which one?
Below 70.
Pretty much.
Damn.
He's like, I got 64.
Not legally retarded, just like retarded, like how we say, like, oh, you're retarded.
115 to 129 is above average. 130 to 144 is gifted. And ooh, above 144, highly gifted.
I want that one.
Which was crazy because I got 149.
You never done it.
It sounds good.
Sounds good. That's what I tell the bitches at the bar.
I'm actually really gifted.
I'm a genius. Flying colors.
You can see me in the Genius Bureau of Worker Records.
What? You said a rooker, rooker, wrecker.
A wrecker, wrecky.
Rookie. Oh, I can't do it.
No, but we, I'll find one that we could do.
That'd be tough.
I'll print it out so we could do it, and we'll test our scores.
Test the scores, Gene.
We'll see who's the dumbest fucker in here. Hey, last one. Last
like,
one.
Everyone should do it, or is us three?
Us three.
Okay.
Us,
no, I just
last
three,
one
yeah.
That hands up is the retardist. Damn it.
What?
Yeah, no, that'd be fucking sick. I also want to do.
I want to see how much Chanel West Coast got.
32 and me or whatever.
I gotta be hers, dude.
33 and me. I want to do a ancestry test. Yeah. I think we should do that too and see who's the most black, so we can say the N word.
What?
Uh-huh. Oh, so we could if we're like some any part of African or something?
Yeah, then you can drop the N-word? You get the N pass. Fuck. You get the N word pass.
What is
the? Are you doing the test over there?
No.
Oh, what are you doing?
Not that.
Okay, this is not a for sure.
He's doing the test. He's
this is not a for sure thing. It says estimated because this is Google. It says Albert Einstein's is estimated at 160.
160? Damn, yeah. He's way above average. 144 and above.
I want to find Chanel West Coast. It's a video, so I got to watch this video just real quick. I want to say she got, like, no more than 100.
Go to the comments.
So I got to beat 100.
Go to the comments. The comments might tell you.
And I'm not just saying, like, I mean, 100. I feel like 100 is good. So she's not, like, that dumb.
100 is actually not that good.
It's
below average.
It's average. Oh, it's below?
Was it average?
No, it's the average.
That was 70, to 114.
70 to 100.
No. 70 was fucking retarded.
Okay.
70 to 84 was below average and 85.
That's not retarded, dude. That's average.
Wait.
Average is retarded nowadays.
No.
So now West Coast right here. She couldn't even open anything.
I can't hear. 94.
What?
I could probably beat that.
I thought
that.
You said 70.
But Rob Dyrdek got like just not much farther than him. Her, I mean.
But Rob is smart though.
Yeah.
He's a dumbass. He's
just Big Cat.
Damn, Big Cat got 126.
Yeah, Big Cat's hella smart, dog.
That's more. That's
that was above average.
That fool's a genius.
That was
dude.
Above average. It said.
That's
it said
above average.
Above average, right there.
That's above
bro.
Average.
I think Drama got more. What?
I don't know.
He's just screaming.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, we could get skip.
You guys are boring.
Skip the
remember Turbo with the fucking blurry face? Oh, man, that shit's funny.
Tony Turbo, dude.
Tony Turbo. Rob Dyrdek was the shit, dude.
He still is the shit.
He literally had MTV lit.
He still does.
Yeah, he still does.
He's all that plays on MTV.
Fantasy Factory is just on repeat.
Dude, when I go to the hotels.
I mean, not Fantasy Factory. Fucking
ridiculousness.
Rob Dyrdek got 101, so we got to beat him.
If we do, we'll be rich.
No.
We could be just as rich as him.
We could be if he did it.
He's just a regular guy like us. He probably didn't even graduate high school.
You guys fucking do an IQ test. It just boosts your confidence.
I know.
She looks all of a sudden. You guys are just fucking popping.
Yeah, we're fucking rich.
I bet it does. For sure, I bet it does.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I thought I was a dumbass, but now I'm like kind of good. Like,
and then like, you like walk around, you say, my IQ. They're like, what's your IQ? At first, I didn't know what IQ was, but now I do. I'm like, 129, bitch.
Yeah.
Is that what you got?
Oh, no, I got 149.
Mm.
Whew. Yeah.
We'll see.
Take the test high.
We shall see.
If I study high, take the test high, get high scores.
We'll make a video on it.
Yeah, we'll take it sober, and then we'll take it drunk.
Oh, yeah.
We'll probably
funny.
Be better drunk.
We'll take it sober, and then we'll take it drunk.
Dude.
We'll do a sober one.
It drunk. It gives you 20 minutes on the thing I was doing. I got like 5 minutes in right now.
Yeah, like I'm done.
I was like, dude, I don't want to do this anymore.
This just popped in my head. When I went to the DMV not too long ago, I was like kind of high, like a little bit high. And they make you do the vision thing, right? from the distance?
Yeah.
Dude, I couldn't see shit. You
couldn't see dog shit, huh?
Dude, I was like, oh. Dude.
I feel like next time I go, I'm going to be the same
like
fucking
I, like
way,
I took
dude.
A long ass time to say the letters, and she didn't say nothing, but like, dude, I couldn't see it, dude.
Yeah, you got to take. It was you blurry. Gotta, like, and then you got to take 37 seconds to focus.
Yeah, 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 because it's all black.
After you cover like, to one eye.
Well, it's blurry as shit. Well, yeah. Like,
you just cover it.
But still, like, I couldn't see,
you
bro.
Just go like this. You just go like this.
It was
like,
probably because I was
cover
high.
Cover your eye like this and keep it open.
It was yeah. probably because I was high, though.
Yeah, whatever. I don't get how old ass people pass the fucking driving test, dude.
They don't because they don't take it. They just give them their fucking driver's license.
They probably, they're just like, here.
Yeah. Like, you're 85.
See,
you're
fucked up. Why can't I just get
oh,
mine,
you've been
dude.
Driving for 30 fucking years?
Good
to
go.
Those motherfuckers
even
want me
you
to take the test again.
Fuck
damn,
that?
Dude. I want to.
What the fuck was that?
Random little pube.
There's like a oh there, it was here. A there was a glare off your sunglasses going down.
But
I thought it was something.
Yeah, dude, they just like give anybody their fucking license that had been driving forever or something. Cause
why didn't they just give it to me, man? Why they want me to take the test, dude? I fucking hate taking tests, man.
Was he take the test? Dude?
This guy had to take it.
Take the test while you still
dude,
can.
I had to take it
hey,
like
he had to take
times,
it four times,
bro.
So?
He failed it four times.
So I hope I score more than Chanel West Coast on a IQ test.
Maybe you shouldn't have a license.
Dude, he shouldn't.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm a decent driver. It's just the knowledge
maybe
part.
Maybe you should
hard.
Go to driving school first.
Hey. No, I don't know. I'm going to tell you like this. The first
how
time.
How is the driving? The that shit is common fucking yeah. sense.
Oh.
When dude, I just stuck
okay,
at
so the problem
though,
with it.
Like,
the problem
hard,
with
bro.
It was probably because half the questions are bullshit trick
yeah,
questions.
Yeah. It's some stupid
so this guy's
shit
like,
too.
Oh, fuck. Maybe it could be that one.
Yeah, but it's.
He's
but
all reading through it, like ABCD. Like, he's like.
Bro, like, some are
yeah,
obvious.
Yeah, that sounds
like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back up and hit someone.
Fuck,
that,
that
good.
Sounds right, too.
Dude, that just sounds fuck. So bad how much of a dumbass
just
I am.
Just everyone. He's God, like, dude. God damn it. Now, look, which one do I even pick?
When I was 15 and I took the test, I missed two.
See,
and then I
good.
Had to retake it when I was 20. I missed zero.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't even remember what I missed. I know I missed a couple, but I think I did.
I, just
I did like practice ones
test,
first.
Dude.
I never
did
that.
Too.
I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't
like
do
I had a practice one. Well, I also got the license like before, you know,
like a while
before
back,
you're
huh?
supposed to or whatever.
Like when you were young,
you know. Yeah, yeah. Like I went to.
See, I didn't get mine until I was 21.
I got mine. At
I
15
went to
and
the
half.
School, so you could get it. Earlier
oh, I did
than
that
you,
too. Yeah,
earlier than
at
you
Hoover.
At Hoover, I did that.
I didn't do it at Hoover. I got sent to my grandma and grandpa paid for it, and I fucking.
Oh, well, yeah,
went,
no.
Went to
like a driving school for like a weekend or like.
Whatever. It was like yeah. once a week or some shit. Oh, okay, you
yeah.
know,
well, you drive the car?
Yeah, they let you drive
but
the car.
Class,
and
too,
they,
yeah.
And it's. Yeah,
it's a class.
And it's, you
yeah.
go to the class and shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I did that at Hoover.
RC, yeah, ours was the class, and they sent us down the street to the car guy.
Yeah, we already fucking knew how to drive. The only reason for it was so we could get it early.
I didn't know how to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
scared,
it at 15
dude.
And a half. That's when I got mine.
Dude, my first car was
well,
my
I mean,
Camaro, dude.
You,
I was
that
scared.
Means you had to do something, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
I
went
something.
To Hoover. I had to do the class.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I did the class.
Yeah.
I did it zero period at 6 a.m. every day.
Fuck.
Yeah, you do the class. You get to get it early.
Yeah, because you have to do that when you're young. You have to do that or you got to wait till you're 18.
Yeah.
You used to be able to. You used to get it.
When I went.
Go do 15 it. Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
When I went, it was computer. They were doing by computer.
Yeah, I did paper.
And so I did that. Dude. I failed three times. So I had to pay again. And then,
I still.
Sorry. And then I think I did computer one more time. I was like, fuck, dude. Like, what the fuck? And then, like, I just thought about it. I was like, do you guys do the paper still? She's like, yeah. Like, not, you know, maybe do it, but yeah, here. And I passed right away. I missed, like, maybe four.
Huh.
I was like, fuck.
You
dude.
Still missed four, though? That's
yeah.
crazy.
I just suck, dude. I'm not the fucking
this guy's
smartest
fucking
dude. I'm not the
smartest. Mentally
I still
challenged.
Remember my fucking.
I had concussion when I was, like,
my driving instructor guy, dude. His name was, like, Mr. Takata. It's an Asian dude.
Asian?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I don't know how
been.
The fuck he was driving
I had
instructor.
A guy named Mr. Ha.
But he was he
Mr. Ha, the geometry teacher?
He was funny.
What the hell? Yeah,
he
with the fucked up hand?
He was funny as hell, dude. I don't know. He'd come Mr. pick ha. Me up, too. Yeah. Like, you know, they when it was that thing, they'd come and take you up. Like, they'd be, like, doing sessions all day.
Was it a regular car or, like, a yellow one?
It was, like, it had, like, a little thing on the top, you know, like a magnetic thing
yeah.
or whatever.
Did it have the
yeah.
other steering wheel and the brake?
I've never been in one of those.
Or was it just a regular car?
So. Because
you know where he could
car.
Take control?
Yeah, I think it was just a regular car. Yeah.
I've seen those in movies, but I've never seen them in
yeah,
real life.
Movies.
But it was weird as shit because, you know, he'd come and pick me up like with another person.
At your house?
The whoever he was instructing before like would drive student. To my house. Yeah,
and pick you up.
Pick me up, and I would. Okay. And then I would drive them wherever they needed to get back to. Okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
then vice versa.
That's how it worked. Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
It was cool. It was
actually a good
cool
idea.
Concept. Yeah,
good idea. Because then you're not wasting any time.
Yeah, you're not. You're just fucking going back and forth and fucking.
Be like, okay, like drop this kid off at. Singer or something. Or whatever,
exactly.
You know?
Which
was he telling you which way to go, like left, right, all that shit?
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because back then there wasn't really maps.
I just remembered that.
I felt that
he
too.
Was kind of like Max, like he had like that accent.
I felt that one shit. Once. I felt the driving one once.
It's funny, dude. The actual.
You
driving
failed
one?
The driving yeah. test?
I didn't
dude,
fail
that, was the
that
first
one.
Time ever driving,
I didn't
though.
Fail that one, but they told me they were like, you need to keep your head on a swivel more or whatever the fuck. Like, dude, come on. Like,
yeah, I missed one point because I didn't look both ways at a green light.
Yeah, some stupid
like, what
shit
the
like
fuck?
That. It was like
it was, like it was green. I was driving through it.
Yeah, it was like in a neighborhood and I didn't like look left.
Did you
and
do
right
Blackstone
and
Sierra?
Stupid, yeah,
that's what I did.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
Yeah, like and it was funny. I did like the reverse by the curb
on
you
the
know,
curb.
They
it wasn't even
pull up to the curb and then reverse
for
like 20 feet or something.
I don't think
shit.
I did that one.
Yeah, and I did that like right in no, front of Brad's did. House.
They make
like right in front of Brad's house.
Yeah, it's right there somewhere.
They make you do that instead of parallel park.
No, it's not the parallel park.
I can parallel park like a motherfucker.
No, instead of parallel parking.
I don't believe you, but I'm good too.
It used to be parallel parking.
This is how they should do it. If you can parallel park, you pass. I can do that.
A lot of the motherfuckers in this house wouldn't pass.
They can't. No one can't parallel park.
No women can.
I could do that. That's
women
nothing.
Cannot parallel park.
No, I don't know. Like I feel like Nina can, but she doesn't.
She
like,
gets scared.
She doesn't want to.
Like nervous.
Is the problem. Yeah.
No, because she don't really know how to do it.
Yeah, she doesn't.
That'll
like,
be even
like
worse
to
on a test.
Want to.
Yeah.
On a test, that's even worse. Your anxiety is even more.
I kind of like doing it.
It's cool to be like I just did that on first tee. I didn't even have to move.
Yeah,
I just backed in. That was it.
Check that shit out.
Yeah.
That's
what I do right here all the time. Like I
feel like that's probably how everybody.
I have Emmy in the
it's
car.
It's like first tee. Like
women are like scared. Men are like.
I'm like. I'm like 1 inch from the car next to me. And I'm like, watch this.
Okay, but it's probably hard in the truck. I never done it in a truck. I've done it in my car. So that's easy, but
what I
a truck
I, when I've just
so a
always
truck's probably harder.
Always really
a truck is harder because the bed is farther back, so you can't really tell. You got to get
what
used
I've,
to it.
What I've just always really gone off of just is pulling up next to if there's
you got
to
go close
if you're going in between two
that
cars.
Front car.
Yeah, you got to go close to the front car for one.
Yeah,
and you got to pull like all the way up to their front
fucking
wheel.
Go like that.
Yeah, and then start fucking
and then hook it back the other way.
Back it and then fucking hook.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty simple concept it's once you've done
parallel
it.
Parallel parking's
so
easy. I can do that.
Yeah.
Some people just don't get it, though.
Yeah. No, some people are just really bad, and they'll hit both cars.
There'd be some times where I'm, like, this fucking close on Bubba's, like, bumper, or, like, Larry's fucking bumper like that. I'd be getting, like, right there, like, this close to selling drugs, you know, like, the meme?
Yeah, and even nowadays, everybody's got a fucking backup camera.
Yeah, I don't have one, so that's
all
bars.
That shit. So it's like, they could do it easy, and people still are fucking...
Yeah, Amy's car has that. I don't even use it. Like, I don't even remember to
it's
look
right
it's
almost harder there. To use it. You know?
Yeah, because
I feel like it is.
When you're used to not using it, it's harder to use it.
Yeah, because
it.
I'm like, I don't know where it's going on. So I look at the mirrors and I look back. I'm like, I'm not even going to use that fucking thing.
Yeah.
I just go off the rear view. I don't even, like, turn all the way back. I go off that one.
Well, I go off the side mirror.
I always
the
do
view.
The old.
You do that?
Yeah. Well, I'm in the truck.
It's
so
the easiest
I gotta fucking.
Well, it's the easiest way. That's how I do it in the car.
Easiest thing. Yeah.
I can see where my ass ends at.
Yeah.
Even still sometimes, just backing up sometimes, though, I'm like, I think I'm hella close, but I'm not close. I'm like hella far away. Because I also, that's another thing, too, when I'm backing up. Oh, shit.
Seen that.
When I'm backing up, I look in the rearview mirror, too. And if I don't see the license plate of the car behind me and shit, like after I'm so far back and I don't see the headlights, then I'm like, oh, shit, I'm probably too far. And then I'll get out and look, and I'm still, like, six
like,
feet
right
away.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'm like, so far away.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, it's just because I'm so high or whatever the fuck. Like, I never get close enough. I'm like, man, whatever.
It
man,
looks like it's so close.
Yeah, I'm like, man, it looks like I thought I was close.
I do that shit all the time,
close.
Dude.
Yeah.
Like, when I get out of here, like, sometimes I pull out, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I, like, look out my window. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
When I'm like, why do I even think it's close?
Yeah, like, when you're looking in the mirror, it's just. Like
it's right there.
Fuck, oh fuck!
You're on their ass.
And then you like open the door and look back. Oh man,
yeah, like,
I'm not even. I'm fucking not even close.
Sometimes
dude.
You'll like, I'll park and I'll be like, I'm hella close to the car, and I'll get out, and I'm like, I'm not gonna be able to walk through the back. and then I could like do I can lay across and roll.
Yeah,
it's like that was even close.
Yeah,
it'd be it like makes that no sometimes. Sense.
It's weird
I don't know
as
why.
Fuck, dude. Yeah,
and then sometimes
weird.
It just looks hella far, but you're right on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess that you know the what does it say on the thing on the mirror? Objects in the mirror are closer than yeah. they appear.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick, boys.
Oh shit.
But to me, it's farther. They're farther than they fucking appear. Yeah, even, it seems like shit's bullshit.
Get them zoom ins.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Fucking driving.
My jaw kind of hurts from like smiling so much. I don't know.
Like your cheekbones.
Yeah, my
fucking
cheekbones.
Grinning and shit.
Yeah, grinning.
Fuck. Dude, so apparently I don't know how to catch a damn baseball. I dropped like 5 in a row.
Yeah, you fucked
like I was getting. I don't know why. I think I was getting scared of it because I couldn't see it or something.
Dropped
I don't know.
All the high ones.
I know. Like as soon as we went hella far apart, I couldn't catch them.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck was going on. I might have been a little bit scared or something. I don't know.
I dropped a couple, but they were mostly bad throws.
For real, huh?
But the other ones would just bounce off the fucking mitt because I was using a catcher's mitt. But still.
Oh, yeah. Like bounce off your palm? Like
yeah, just bounce right off. And I'd still try to get it, but I couldn't get it.
Yeah, play Larry didn't catch a fish. Larry went fishing, didn't catch shit.
Yeah.
he was like, I caught a big one, right? I was like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to know. We would have sent a picture. Like,
caught a dick in your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, standing there. When you go fishing and no one sends a picture, they didn't catch shit.
Had to piss a couple times because of all the beers. That's all he caught was a buzz.
Nah, it was hella nice today,
shit.
Dude.
What the hell? There's still stuff in here. What the fuck?
We got to try to find some cheap fucking mountain bikes.
Dude, it's funny. I was just looking.
Send it over there in the back. Or even just cruise, just a ride.
I was just looking at it. There was a sick ass Santa Cruz one for
$1,000. Take a couple beers, like a little blunt.
There's a sick ass Santa Cruz one for $1,000.
Like the brand?
Yeah. The
like skateboard brand?
I mean, it's.
Or a different brand.
Just a skateboard brand. They're, I don't know, Santa Cruz.
They make bikes?
Yeah, they make sick ass, expensive ass bikes. Yeah, like $6,000 bikes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I looked up.
That's too much.
I looked up the one that was selling for $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what year the one that the guy's selling is.
Oh, it's used.
Yeah, it's used. Yeah, no, it was on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
I don't know what year it was that he was selling, but when I looked it up, the new one is like
almost same price,
$6,000, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was like, holy fuck.
That's a lot.
And no, it's a sick bike. It came with like all like Fox shocks and shit. It's a dope bike. I'm like,
those Fox bikes are tight.
Like, I almost want to go and fucking get it just because I want one.
Why they make all the cool shit so expensive, man?
I honestly don't know how much I would ride it, especially because you guys have them. But
what?
I do have one friend that does have one that I play video games with.
Fill me in real quick.
Downhill bike, mountain bike.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We were talking about it. We were like, dude, it's so nice to ride a bike out there in the back. Like, yeah, that'd be tight.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
I was like, we should all get one, like a cheap one.
My dad had a really good one that got stolen. It was like $5,000. Oh. And all Fox suspension and everything.
Damn. Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Crazy. There was one I found on Marketplace.
I would love to get that, but.
For only like $1,000, and it was like originally probably $5,000.
But the guy,
and it's
the
Santa
guy,
Cruz bike with the, Fox shocks.
Oh, that's
and shit.
Sick!
Yeah,
limited edition Santa Cruz too.
Probably.
I don't know, but it just is fucking.
Does the guy on Xbox? Does he actually jump and shit?
Or he just rides?
Or he just rides downhill?
That's dope.
Sick.
That's dope.
I don't know. He goes down China Peak when it's dry. So
that's sick.
Oh, that course is crazy.
Like Ride a Republic type shit.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah,
so he rides.
Change
floors
and shit.
He definitely he's got to like probably be pretty good because he has. More than one bike. He's bought more than one bike.
Oh, then he's really
he's upgraded,
then.
You know, like fucking. He spends money on the fucking bike.
He obviously
bike,
does it a lot.
So,
because if you don't do it, you're not going to upgrade it.
Yeah, he spends money on the bike. So, definitely he's probably pretty decent. I don't know. And I've wanted
decent.
To, like. I think he said he sold his second bike. So I was like, damn, now I can't fucking use a bike and go with you. And he's like, bro.
I still got another one.
He's like, I will find you a bike. He's like,
okay.
Yeah, he's like, if you want to go. I have somebody that will let you use a bike.
Oh, that's tight.
I was like, dude, fucking sick. Like,
what if I break it?
Probably go.
What happens?
Yeah, that's
what I'm like, fuck.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if you break it,
I
might eat shit.
I'm sure I can't fuck it up too much, really. You know?
What if it cracks in half?
Ew.
You know what I mean?
That's on them. That ain't good.
Hey, bro, would, what the fuck?
If the frame or some shit broke in half, that would definitely be on them. That would not be on me. After
unless
one
you
ride
like
down a
jumped
mountain,
off
dude,
a mountain.
That would have
like,
to be a really used.
You did like a 6-foot drop.
I wouldn't do some dumbass fucking.
What if you had to?
6 feet, though. those bikes are supposed to be, you should take 6 feet. Come on now, 6 feet.
I'm pretty sure there's a weight limit on those. I probably can't even.
That
get
is
on
nothing.
Yeah, you.
No,
could.
Brandon Schaub does it. Brandon Schaub does.
Yeah, are you kidding me? Hell yeah, you could.
Well, you just stiffen up the suspension, dumbass.
Yeah, huh?
It's but like this one's bike. Sick, and it's in town.
Oh wow! And how much do you want? 1,000?
He wants 1,000. He could probably get it for
tell
like.
Tell him
eight.
Like 7. Yeah,
like seven or six.
Just go there for 7 cash. Be like, this is what I got, bro. If not, it's fine.
I thought about it because I have that spare money kind of from buying that, not buying that truck. So I kind of was like.
And then post it up for $2,000.
Get a sick bike.
Ride it until you sell it again?
Could do that.
You could definitely get fucking $1,000 after you ride it for a couple years.
Probably. Maybe. From somebody.
It's still a good bike.
Especially if it's a Santa Cruz collab. Yeah, it's worth more if it's a collab.
It's not a collab. Santa Cruz makes bikes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like their signature.
No, but it's a
brand?
Collab with Fox.
They make bikes. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
collab with Fox.
If they made it with Fox suspension, unless you put that on there.
That's what they that's what they make.
Come like that.
Yeah, that's what they make, bro. They make that their fucking $6,000 Santa Cruz bike.
Mids.
Santa Cruz brand bike.
That's tight.
Yeah.
Santa Cruz. Hey, did you see Santa Cruz has a truck?
And they come with all that Fox shit.
Yeah, they do.
All that sick ass shit. No, they don't. Yeah. Hyundai has a truck and they called it a
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz does not have a truck.
I'm just making a fucking
random fact.
Making a fact about the fucking Santa Cruz brand. They make trucks?
Come on, man. No, they don't. It's not part of that at all.
Well, ass truck. They had to like pay them for that name.
No, they
don't. You can't just take Santa Cruz.
Yes, you can.
So we can name our podcast Santa Cruz?
Yes.
I think we're going to call ourselves Santa Cruz.
If you
Cruz
have
boys.
Stuff in different genres of companies, you can name it whatever the fuck you want.
I don't think you could take almost the same name.
Well, not almost the same. Like, you know, like we couldn't.
Well, they're Santa Cruz skateboards. Are they called Santa Cruz bikes or just Santa you Cruz?
They might be bicycles. Oh, could be. You know, it could be bicycles.
You could use Santa Cruz. You can't use Santa Cruz skateboards.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever, but
the company's still Santa Cruz.
Yeah, it still says fucking Santa Cruz fat on the side, like, and so does every other Santa Cruz thing, you know?
Like, that's what happened with the WWF.
Yeah, like, I don't know. There's a lot of things that you can use the same name, but, like...
Oh, well, what happened with WWF?
I'm pretty sure
they got sued.
How? Who?
Because the other WWF is Wild...
So, this happened to my friend, actually. This happened to someone we know, Jeremy. 707 with Driftwell.
With Driftwell.
Yeah, because Pepsi came out with a fucking Driftwell. Yeah, a Driftwell. They called it Driftwell. It was some fucking drink. Uh-huh. It was like some
what the fuck?
Yeah, and like and he thought he was going to have to like shut his whole fucking company down or some stupid shit because they were
was
taking
he before
the name because he LLC'd it or whatever the fuck he did.
Oh, he already had it? Fine.
I'm pretty
he's
sure,
good,
yeah.
Then he's good.
Yeah, but
they have to pay him
so
now.
That, no, that's what I'm saying is that it doesn't even correlate with him because it's not the same.
That's what they said?
Kind of, yeah.
Like when he talked to lawyers?
Yeah, like
it's not the same
somebody.
Market. It's not the same
yeah,
market.
It's not the same market.
He could have sued them and be like,
yeah, like
give him money, motherfucker.
Yeah, so it didn't even, doesn't correlate with the same
so
type of.
So if it's a different genre of market.
Like type of deal like that.
Then it doesn't matter. I can have
pretty
the same.
Much, yeah.
So if I have an iPhone
have
and it's a fucking.
Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, like if I call this table iPhone Company. You know?
No,
it's, or it's Apple.
About, see, I don't know about
if
those.
I call a table Apple.
I don't know about that kind of shit. I don't know.
Because it's not, they don't
but
make
maybe
tables.
Pepsi's huge as fuck, too. So, I mean, maybe.
You know
probably.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Because they do beverages.
It's a different fucking type
I think it
of deal.
Depends on
than,
the
yeah.
Because Apple's electronics.
I would assume so.
And I'm making tables. And mine's Apple tables.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the
making
fucking
wood,
right
making tables out of Apple, cedar wood,
but,
or whatever.
Yeah, you know?
I don't know.
I think it depends on the fucking trademark thing and like the little logos that usually
TM.
Don't stick
yeah, like
shit.
What trademark
like
you have.
It,
like
if it, I think if it doesn't have one, I think you could use it.
If you have the copyright or if you have the
like
trademark
that.
Or.
Well, it's CR, TM.
Like, dude, for instance, I've been saying yee for a long time and this and that. And then we finally made the Instagram. And then like, dude, maybe that same year or year later, yee came out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that brand.
Yeah.
Yee Yee. Like, that's almost the same shit we do. It's just one more.
Yeah.
But we so do like, but we do Yee times three. So different.
Well,
it's Yee.
Yeah, but it's also
Yee
Yee as well.
Which I need to get the trademark. It only costs $50. So I got to do that.
Oh.
And I got to do a regular discharge, too.
I was at the thing, Fulton Party. There's a guy that makes fucking custom rugs.
I thought we were changing our name.
No.
Oh, yeah. To Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
He makes custom rugs. He said $120.
I thought it was something else, but
$120 for like a decent size custom rug.
Yeah.
I was like, oh hell yeah. I was thinking like $300. Isn't there? He's like, no, just like $120.
Like at the flea market or something?
He's probably there.
Oh, like he could do our logo.
I was like, dude, I'm
gonna
get ETV one on a rug. That'd
I seen somebody like post that somebody was at the flea market with like.
Dude, I was so drunk at the time.
Like how you said, how you showed me the CD ones. I think you showed me the CD.
Did
ones.
You get his card?
How it's like a CD, like a Xbox, you know, a classic game disc, but it's a rug, a little rug. You know, little circle, fucking. Well, not little, pretty big.
I was like, they make the rug this big?
Yeah, no, it's a big rug.
But, dude, he was doing it live right there.
They were
right
expensive,
the
though. Yeah, they're expensive.
He only said $120 for, like, a decent size.
I mean, that's not cheap.
But if you want big, like, man. $300, I was like, oh,
I mean, that's
yeah.
pretty cheap for a rug. Rugs, yeah. like, if you're going to get a nice rug, you're going to pay, like, $300.
That's what I thought.
For him making it, it's pretty cheap.
When he said $120, I was like, no, damn, okay. I'm going to hit you up.
That's actually workable. But what? Yeah. How do we hit him up, though?
I got to go back because I did the QR thing and it went to his Instagram, but I thought I hit the follow button, but I didn't hit the follow button.
Oh,
I was too drunk.
Fuck me.
So now I gotta go like to another event to find him.
Oh wow, you're never gonna find
I
him.
I know.
It's just like the glasses
Good
guy.
Luck.
The glasses
He's on
guy
TikTok
that we have
somewhere. Yeah, I know. Fuck. What I
want to find that guy so bad.
Oh, the sunglasses
Sucks
guy.
Ass,
oh,
bro.
Dude, you get Oakley's all day for $20, $30 yeah. bucks.
Bummer.
Yeah. Where's he at now? LA for sure.
Know. No, we gotta go to like the different swap meets.
Yeah, and it's like
probably the chair auction.
It's like I'm sure we could buy like knockoff Oakley's
no,
online
he's not.
Or whatever or some stupid shit. But I don't want to buy nothing online that I don't get to.
Yeah,
like,
I want
to
wear them
like,
first.
Yeah, no glasses that I get to not feel on.
I want to see first.
I need some new ones.
Of course, I'll get these because they're cheap as hell.
$10.
You know, but I don't want to spend money on fake Oakley's, even if they're only fucking $20.
I'll do like $20-$30 for some fake Pit Vipers or like some Oakleys.
No, the Pit Vipers are ass. Don't
yeah,
buy
they
fake
suck.
Ones,
the fake
bro.
Pit Vipers suck.
The fake pits are gay.
Well, I got a fart.
I thought the
so
new
bad.
Ones suck now too.
Let it out. Put
it's
your mic down.
Stink,
let's see it.
I thought you said the new ones suck now too.
I didn't say it. I think know. Alex said that.
They made a new design, so I don't know, but I haven't
hey,
bought a pair.
They
in
made
a long
the
time.
New design where they flip up.
Yeah, those ones.
Those
yeah.
are tight.
Those are pretty cool.
Those are pretty cool. Because they go up to the clear.
Like poker,
they have,
poker
they have
shades.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, you have yeah. the when you can go down and then you can flip them up.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Oh, it's pretty cool, bro.
I do like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
What the fuck else were we going to talk about? Fuck, I had something else.
Oh, I got another one. some dog took a shit by Bubba's truck. And I was like, hey, you got a bag?
Here or
at the park?
At the
I was like, hey, you got a bag? Like, yelling at him. And then, like, your mom was, like, tripping, like, who are you talking to like that? I was like, you better come pick this shit up here. And then I was like, man, that'd be funny, like a dog park Karen about dog shit. Like, do you got a bag?
Did someone really, like, take a shit?
It was Reba's dog, but, like,
oh.
Your mom was like, who are you talking to?
Yeah, your mom didn't recognize that
like,
it was Reba.
We all started dying laughing. I was like, oh, that shit's funny. Like, that's a topic.
Did she go pick it up?
No.
No.
Bro, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
really.
Is why people can't take dogs anywhere, bro.
But, yeah. She just, it was just funny because Ezra was like, you got a bag? Like, all like,
yeah,
like
how
serious?
Yeah, you better.
Like, it wasn't being mean, but I was like, hey, Reba, you got a bag?
I'll get on your ass if you left shit out there.
I do sometimes. Sometimes I forget to bring a bag.
No, motherfucker. You have to go search.
Oh, out here, you mean?
No, out here.
Oh,
out
at the park.
At the park.
Oh, fuck
you can
no.
find someone
I'm
with a bag.
That.
No, hell no. Hell no. I ain't leaving
Someone
no shit.
Step in it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck it and fuck them.
Fuck you and fuck this.
If you step in shit, that's your karma for the other day.
So, yeah, you're a piece of shit today,
yeah,
buddy.
You did something stupid that day. That's why you stepped in the shit.
Yeah,
it had nothing to do with the dog leaving the shit.
Yeah, he's like, you're a dickhead.
Yeah.
Here you go. Dude, yeah. every once in a while, I'll step
say
the shit out right out here.
I say let the dog shit anywhere except for in your house.
Yeah.
Well, shit outside all
well
you
sometimes
want.
Sometimes they have to shit in the house if you're gone too long.
Shit outside all you want unless it's like
no, hold
unless
it.
It's like on the fucking sidewalk or something. You know, like if you shit's on the sidewalk, then yeah, pick it up or you know kick it over to the grass or whatever. You
no, pick up the fucking shit, dude.
Whatever you want to do. You
I don't want to step on it, dude.
No one cares if you step on it though. It's just a life thing.
I care. If we can avoid it,
yeah, but nobody else does. No.
But if we can
that's
avoid
where I'm getting
it,
at.
If we could avoid not stepping on shit, wouldn't we?
But you're not.
I do actually a lot.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's why I said it's karma when you do.
Have you ever been shit on by a bird? pigeon or some shit?
At school, I did.
I have not, at school. But I have witnessed my dad.
Oh, how'd that go?
Like on his head or on his arm?
It's like a field trip, too, to the zoo. We like going to the zoo. And, dude, it was always cool because my dad would always take his own truck or whatever to whatever.
You could ride with him?
Yeah, and I could ride with him. Whatever field trip he went on, it was pretty tight. Yeah,
you didn't have to ride in the bus?
Because he would always be like... I'm not fucking getting on the bus. Like, what are you talking?
Yeah.
Like, I'll chaperone whatever you need me to do, but I ain't getting on the bus and like fucking. And then we'd like ride behind the bus in this truck, like chilling,
slapping.
But yeah, we went to like.
What music would you listen to? What music would you listen to?
Probably rock.
I don't fucking know, dude. He always listened to like 93.7 and.
Oh, it was real radio.
And
Kiss
or cassettes or anything.
Kiss Country
sometimes, but mostly radio. You know,
so it was mostly rock.
Yeah, probably mostly rock. Like rock and probably Fox. Country. Yeah.
Did you like alternative rock?
I don't know. Probably not. It wasn't even around yet, dude.
Come on. The 90s?
It was around.
And then alternative. If you were born.
He didn't listen to it.
If you're a baby.
But.
It was obviously made.
You made me forget what I was even talking
he
about.
He got shitted on, dude.
Yeah. We were going to the zoo for
a field
trip. I just want to
know about the music thing. Sorry.
We're going to the zoo for a field trip and like. It was like right as he stepped out of the truck.
Oh
too.
Man!
Like, luckily he carried like extra shirts and shit, but he like just got.
Oh, got on his shirt.
We were like, yeah, he stepped out of the truck. We started like walking into the zoo, and then fucking
right away, huh?
Boom. Bird flew over and just fucking landed right.
Was
on
a fat
shoulder.
A fat one?
That shit was disgusting.
They went like this,
like white and green.
Yeah,
like
white
and green.
Just nasty fucking white. It looked like somebody spilled ranch and mayonnaise.
Like, dude, I remember one time
with some guacamole.
Yeah, I was at school and it got me like on my hand, like right there, dude, like with the sweater in the hand.
Yeah,
it was on both.
I've seen it happen, but I don't think
fucking birds.
I think it's actually happened to me without me knowing. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, it's happened, and it's been, like...
Like, on your back?
I went to, like, take my sweater off, and it was, like, on the back of my sweater.
You're
and
like,
I was
oh,
like,
oh, what the fuck?
Hey. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's happened to me without me
no
knowing.
No way.
Yeah, I'm pretty
I
sure.
I told this story before, but it was when we were hanging out on the block, dude.
Oh, the tree?
We were smoking a blunt or something under the tree, and, dude, all I hear is, like, explosion ass. Like...
Explosion ass?
Like, straight water. Like, water ass, dude. Like, it was like... and, like... Dude, it got me good, dude. Like, it got my head, my neck, my backpack, everything, dude. He was there, I think. That's why he's laughing.
That's like when, like when like somebody gave that bird some X-Lax, and that motherfucker
I think it was a squirrel,
just
though.
Just about exploded.
I think it was a squirrel, because it wasn't like green and shit. It was like water, bro.
Whatever
like water
was,
ass.
That's hilarious.
It was like water ass, bro.
Hey, dude. Hey, I swear to God.
I was like, oh, hell no.
The whole tree fell down. It was fucking over the floor, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like when the tree has snow on it and you shake it and it falls down.
Like that.
That's what it like shit like that.
Disgusting.
I fucking walked all the way home. I was like, oh, dude.
Walked all the way with shit all over you.
Yeah.
It wasn't that far. It was like
too far.
It was like 20 minutes. It was like a 20-minute walk. It's a 3-minute drive, a 20-minute walk.
And like no one else got it. I was the only one under the tree. Like they were like standing right outside of the tree.
That's why you gotta live like next to the beach so you hit a beach shower real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, that shit was funny.
Outside shower. We should have those here anyway for the fucking homeless people, dude. Fuck.
They would just fuck them up anyway.
They would just abuse it. Yeah.
Yeah, mine was
somebody'd be living right next to it, and it'd be like a tent.
They would build their house around it and be like, "That's
yeah,
the bathroom."
They'd be like,
the
"That's this my shit now, bro."
They make little cylinder houses.
The city would come to like try to clean up and be like, "Get the fuck out of my house!"
Yeah, this is my property.
The hell, I've been squatting here for 7 years.
Yeah, the time I got shit on in school, I was in PE,
ooh,
and we're playing soccer and. We did something like we're playing, and then I go, I feel something wet on my
missile,
head.
Little missile, huh?
Yeah, and then like I feel something wet on my head. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And I wipe my head, and I look at my hand. She's fucking white. Shit.
For some reason, I feel like I've experienced all these things.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
I feel like I've gotten shit on a lot. Now that I'm really thinking about it, I feel like I've
got shit on a lot.
I'm like, God, I've definitely like, been pissed gross. On. I don't know about it.
Pissed on by who?
Ramsey.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to put out a fire.
We talked about this.
That was funny. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he did.
We already talked about this.
Ramsey was here. He was supposed to do the podcast, but he didn't.
Oh yeah,
that fucker, dude.
I gotta take
another drink, dude.
There's no more drink. Only beer.
Need more drink.
Only beer.
You need more drink.
Anyway. You got one more? You got one more topic, guys? Already
kind done? Of.
All right, do one more.
It's pretty serious.
Enlarging.
Would you rather drown in a lake or ocean, or would you rather be buried alive?
Ooh, I'd rather drown because it's faster. Buried alive, you're going to be alive for like a couple hours.
About an hour or so, huh? In that small box?
Yeah, drowning, you're going to drown in like 5 minutes.
I don't know, man. To me, those both don't sound like enough suffering, so.
You got something any rougher?
Yeah, you got something better than that, man.
Yeah, that was kind of weak.
This question kind of sucked.
No, that's actually a good question.
It was
But I think you'd survive a lot longer being buried alive.
I think I'd rather be lit on fire.
Ooh. Oh, fuck.
And then live still.
But like purposely
and then maybe
lit.
Drown till
purposely
I'm almost
lit or like
dead.
A car crash and goes to
no,
the
and then I'm drowned till I'm almost dead, right?
And then we revive you with CPR.
Yeah, and then they revive me, right? Yeah. And then they throw me in a car. Yeah, and then they fucking
and then they
put a stone on it, and I just get a launch off a cliff or something.
And then,
and then I still don't die.
Yeah, and then they bury you alive.
Yeah, and then they bury me alive. Yeah. There we go.
And that's, then you're done.
That sounds.
You get six dead moments.
I would live for that.
That's what I live for, dude.
That's a day in the life of Bubba right there, boy.
Oh, fuck.
I would live for that, man. You know?
I would live to die.
Sounds nice.
Honestly, we are.
I don't live to live.
I don't live to live, you motherfucker. Bitch ass parasite.
Bitch ass parasite. That shit's funny.
When I'm on fire, I want it to be like Anakin Skywalker.
I'm on fire. Man, my leg is looking sick as fuck.
Kind of.
It's pretty cool.
That marble thing should be a. Or whatever it says, it should be a lyrical lemonade thing. That'd be way sicker.
It's all right.
I can still get it.
Anyway, fuck your stupid leg. It looks really dumb. It looks like a child has been just messing around in your fucking leg.
That's what I want. Hey, just because you can't take tattoos, don't get mad at mine.
Should have gotten higher though, because yep, you're gonna be able to see that when you wear shorts in the summertime.
Why? That's what I want.
No, we're not. Nobody wears shorts. No, I don't want to see your knees. Don't wear shorts like that.
Yeah, Bubba wears shorts that goes to his shins.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Once them legs start popping, you want to start showing them.
It's the new style, bro. Once you get these fucking chops right here, bro, you're gonna want to show those off.
The hamstrings, the quads.
Sheesh. You want to get these muscles right here, buddy.
The receptionist don't know how to act.
Doggies. Speaking of quads, man, I flipped those a couple times.
Three wheelers, I flipped those plenty of times.
Man, I remember one time my sister fucking crashed in the back of my dad's
whiskey
truck.
Throttled it.
No way.
It was fucking hilarious, bro. It was
where was it at the house or like
it was
somewhere?
Kinda, it was kind of like my dad brake checked her too, and she just bam right into the hitch with the front.
Did she go into the bed?
She was so small, she just kind of flipped over the front and fell off.
Oh, she didn't like fly into the bed.
That shit was hilarious. No, that would have been even better.
Yeah, that would have been funnier. And then you just drove off with her in the back.
Dude, I remember one time we were fucking screwing around out there on that dirt pile when they were like about to build the buildings. You know, they put that big ass mound.
Oh yeah, a big so they can go grab it.
Yeah, we were screwing around out there with Minos. You guys know Minos.
Yeah.
No, yeah. And,
well, he doesn't, but yeah.
Well, he was. I think he was riding the 50.
The P-Dub?
Pretty sure. Yeah, he was riding the P Dub, and he like eats shit. You know, like they're right. We're like on the side of the hill, and my brother's like on the quad. I'm pretty sure it was him. Could have been me. I don't know. Whatever. But he eats shit, and then Ramsey fucking runs him over. Or I ran him. And that fool just gets up laughing his ass off. Just cracking up so hard.
Yeah. Like, no way.
He thought he fucked him up. Hell of yeah, he just gets up fucking dying laughing.
Like, oh.
He's got a big old fucking scratch on the side of his face.
Shit. Well, he got ran over in his head?
Yeah, like straight dome. Straight dome what piece ran over. Yeah.
Well, what were you guys on, like 85s?
No, he was on the 50.
No, he was on the 50. What are
and
you guys
Ramsey
on?
Was on his quad that he used to have. It was like
he ran him over the quad?
Yeah, it was like a one. Oh, it was like a 150.
God damn it.
It was like a little, it was a Yamamoto.
Luckily the dirt was soft. He probably sunk in.
Yeah, and he fucking hit him with the quad.
Twice, and it went.
Most likely, I don't know, man.
It just hit his head.
We fucking flipped everything out there. I flipped Ramsey's quad a couple times. He flipped my dad's quad.
A few times.
Yeah, dude, there was another case where they were building, you know, they were building on the other side of this dirt pile thing. They were building a building and they had the foundation down. It was just a big old cement slab, and it was raining.
And you just started going ham?
Yeah, and like, and my dad,
I had to go to the restroom.
It was my dad's fucking like Polaris 800, you know, like the big old fucking
big ass chunky bitch.
Two-seater with a fucking tailgate and like all that shit.
The hunting one or whatever?
Yeah, and Ramsey's fucking doing fucking, I mean, we all did. You know, I did it too. You know, we fucked around on that slab of concrete and did donuts with the quad and whatever. We were fucking around. But Ramsey gets on, he's fucking screwing around. He does donuts and goes off the side.
Oh, no.
Goes off the side, hits the dirt. And just tumbles. And just fucking tumbles. That
throws his ass.
Rolls like three fucking times. Yeah, and ends up on the side. And like, we're fucking little, bro. That thing is big as fuck.
And picking it up.
I think David was there too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And we all try to fuck. We're trying to pick this fucking thing up. And we finally flipped it over. And we had to go tell Dad.
He's like,
ha ha ha,
let's do it again.
The bed was all fucking bent.
Oh,
he was not fucking happy, dude.
He beat Ramsey's ass.
But I did the same shit, but not on his quad. I did it on Ramsey's quad. And I hit. And next to that big ass dirt pile, I was like, hell yeah, this is sick. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna hit this little jump bump thing. And I hit the bump and just went boom. Like it hit the, you know, because I only hit it with the one side of the quad.
It just flipped you.
Yeah, and it just fucking sent me off the fucking quad. And I just rolled the fuck out of that thing, dude. That thing took a beating and still ran, though, for being
dogged
a fucking
out,
Chinese piece of shit.
I want to get a little two-stroke quad.
We even traded it back in for a fucking motorcycle.
No way. And they took it?
Yeah. They took it. Yeah.
Wow. I want
to
go.
We always used to fuck around on Minos and shit, too. His dad bought, like, two shitty-ass Chinese quads from an auction.
Little cheap ones, huh?
Yeah. They were cool. They were cool. Like,
no, they're good.
4x4 fucking.
The ones you have to fucking run like
I
that?
I don't know, man. No, I think they were still electric
start. I had one of those quads where you got
to
go.
No, they were definitely still electric start. We always had to, like, jump it and shit. I remember.
It was always dead.
Yeah, we always had to like jump
ghetto rig it.
We'd always ride it across the street to his house and shit. Same with his little go-kart, dude. And that was the Polestar one. Little five horsepower fucking
I hate
no
that.
Suspension nothing. Just a hard fucking
just straight
ride.
Bars your axle, that's it.
Yeah, hard ass ride go-kart. It was fun as hell though.
Oh,
that shit was so
times,
fun
dude.
As kids, dude. Two-seater fucking
damn, boom.
Shitty ass sounding fucking
hit a speed
thing.
Bump and shit. Fuck your back off.
Oh my god, dude. That shit was crazy. So much fun.
Fucking
dude.
Barely a seatbelt if you wear it.
Yeah. I'd like to have some kind
no
of.
No helmet
car.
At all.
That'd be sick.
Did you
no. We wore helmets.
Hey, you could get one of those.
The only time we didn't was if we were just like riding it across the street to go to. Because we'd fuck around and like keep it at my house or keep it at his house. And we'd. Ride it back and forth and shit like that. Fucking.
We can buy one of those gas pipe ones for like $200-$300.
Yeah, we could. Cheap. We should.
They're pretty cheap.
They're fun to fuck.
We can fuck around out here all day. We can go to the fucking over there to all the fucking
we
fields.
We could build it, bro. We could fucking.
We could probably build.
Yeah, you
could
weld the frame.
Build it up and
weld
put
the frame
and
put a fucking lawnmower motor on
it. Fuck it, we'll put a 250 motor from some fucking bike in it or something, dude.
That shit would fucking haul ass.
That'd be sick.
We could sell them.
Yeah, that'd be fun to do some stupid shit.
Sell
like
those
that.
For like $1,500, 250 powered fucking.
You just need someone to record it all so we can like, you know,
be on TikTok,
post it on YouTube and shit. I don't know, even though it would take a long time to
I gotta
get
take
anywhere.
A deuce, dude.
All right, well, it's time to get off anyway.
I'm gonna call that a wrap just because I gotta take a deuce.
Yeah, you gotta
fucking,
take a deuce.
It's fucking bedtime, dude. It's Sunday night.
Yeah, I have to wake up at 5
you
in the morning.
Gotta fucking go to work in the morning, dude.
I gotta wake up at 4:45.
Fucking 10 o'clock already.
But I'm still chilling. After this, I'm still going to be chilling.
I'm going to chill for a little bit.
Well,
not too long.
I'm going to drink like one more beer. It'll be good.
I'm going to smoke a bowl. Probably go to bed. We'll see.
We will see. Thank you, guys. This is episode 89. Episode 90 next week.
Ooh,
let's
yeah.
fucking get it, boys.
That's a wrap, boys. Right, let's go.
Ooh.